Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today's focus is on Cloudflare, a name synonymous with web infrastructure and online security, who has announced a major shakeup in its operations and workforce, signaling a bold new direction for the company and the sector at large. Cloudflare is transitioning to what it's calling an agentic AI-first operating model. For those unfamiliar, this essentially means harnessing advanced artificial intelligence at the core of every business function, decision, and innovation. The shift has led Cloudflare to announce a workforce reduction of around 20%, affecting more than 1,100 employees globally. Naturally, whenever there's talk of layoffs, the first question that springs to mind is, what's driving this? Cloudflare's leadership, including CEO Matthew Prince and co-founder Michelle Zatlyn, have been clear. The reductions are not tied to performance issues or immediate financial pressures. Instead, they say, it's about preparing the company for a future that will demand new skills and greater agility as AI adoption accelerates. According to Cloudflare, their AI usage has jumped more than sixfold in recent months, fundamentally reshaping how work is done, what roles are needed, and how the company can keep its competitive edge as technology surges ahead. The current restructuring aims to forge a workforce that's not just leaner, but also better equipped to adapt, move quickly, and innovate in a landscape where AI is speeding up every aspect of operation. In practical terms, that means some teams and functions are being transformed or consolidated, and some traditional roles are being replaced or fundamentally reinvented. Cloudflare's management argues that such proactive change is necessary to maintain leadership in an environment where standing still is falling behind. But this move isn't just about operational efficiency. The leadership at Cloudflare want to see cultural change too, placing AI at the heart of everything, from customer service to internal development processes. They see a future where AI is not just a support tool, but a collaborative partner driving innovation, improving efficiency, and ultimately positioning the company to respond faster and smarter to market shifts. Let's look at the bigger picture. Cloudflare's AI-first strategy mirrors industry-wide trends, with tech giants everywhere racing to embed AI in core offerings, streamline delivery, and improve scalability. In sectors driven by constant technological innovation, the capacity to adjust organizational structures and reallocate resources is increasingly seen as crucial to survival and dominance. Cloudflare's transformation, then, is both a response to internal opportunities and an acknowledgement of intensifying external pressures. But massive organizational change always comes with a human cost, and Cloudflare's move will have a very real impact on over 1,000 people whose roles are being eliminated. According to management, the priority throughout this process is to support affected employees with as much transparency and assistance as possible, whether that means severance packages, job transition resources, or simply clarity about what's happening and why. So why now, and why go AI first on such a sweeping scale? Cloudflare's AI usage isn't just about automating routine tasks. It's also about opening up new possibilities for product development, faster threat detection and mitigation, and more personalized solutions for customers, all enabled by recent leaps in AI capabilities. This restructuring allows the company to reinvest resources where they believe AI can deliver the most value, whether that's intelligent automation, predictive security, or accelerated innovation cycles. Of course, focusing on AI also means realigning reporting structures, retraining teams, and even redefining how productivity and performance are measured, moving away from pure workforce numbers towards outcomes and impact. For companies contending with the relentless pace of change in digital infrastructure, leadership often faces difficult trade-offs between maintaining stability and seizing opportunities presented by disruptive technologies. In Cloudflare's case, the leadership team is betting that the benefits of a leaner, AI-integrated workforce outweigh the short-term costs, and that this transition will better position the company for long-term success. But this transformation is not happening in a vacuum. Legal and regulatory challenges are looming ever larger for tech companies, especially as AI and data become central to their operating models. In recent legal debates, questions have arisen about the rights users have over their data, and the fees some companies charge for access to information those users have provided in the first place. Digital rights activist Bauman, for example, is hopeful that courts will clarify the principle that users are entitled to access their own data without being forced to pay for it, something that could have huge ramifications for how tech firms monetize information. Why does this matter for Cloudflare? Because as companies invest more in AI and data-driven services, public and regulatory trust are increasingly precious commodities. Navigating GDPR and similar regulations means being transparent with users, responsible with data, and proactive in compliance to avoid costly missteps. Companies like Cloudflare need to not just meet the minimum legal requirements, but show leadership in protecting user rights, a challenge that only deepens as AI use accelerates. The market implications are equally complex. Cloudflare's aggressive pivot positions it well in a rapidly evolving competitive landscape. But others, especially smaller players or those slower to adopt AI, could find themselves left behind as customer expectations and technology standards leap forward. Meanwhile, industry-wide economic turbulence, such as the recent fallout from US trade tariffs, adds new wrinkles to the story of how tech companies grow, invest, and pass costs or savings onto consumers. A recent court ruling found Trump-era tariffs on certain goods illegal, potentially triggering up to $175 billion in refunds to US companies. But CFO surveys suggest most firms receiving refunds have little intention to reduce consumer prices, highlighting a disconnect between company economics and everyday impact for users. For Cloudflare, the lesson may be that while internal restructuring and regulatory victories might reinforce the bottom line, true market leadership requires delivering tangible benefits for users, whether through lower prices, better service, or enhanced security. Another interesting facet of Cloudflare's approach has been its commitment to community engagement and open dialogue about the evolving role of technology, including interactive sessions to discuss new advances, demos of their latest AI-powered services, and public conversations about the future of the internet. By emphasizing transparency and inviting input from the maker community, Cloudflare aims to foster a culture of collective exploration, sharing both the risks and rewards of rapid innovation. These efforts are meant not only to support technical learning but also to cultivate trust and a sense of shared mission, essential factors as the boundary between human and machine decision-making becomes increasingly complex. Zooming out, what lessons can we draw from Cloudflare's enterprise-level restructuring? First, the experience underscores a truth resounding across industries. If you're not constantly re-evaluating your structures and tools, you risk missing out as the technological landscape charges ahead. Second, the pivot to an AI-first operational model is more than just a buzzword. It represents a wholesale reinvention of work, culture, and strategic priorities. For Cloudflare, this means investing in talent and systems that can generate, analyze, and act on data at scale, fostering agility, reducing operational drag, and delivering faster, smarter services to its customers. Third, major transformations like this one demand careful balancing of efficiency, ethics, and empathy. Supporting employees through change, ensuring transparent communication, and addressing public concerns around privacy and fairness must all rise to the top of the agenda. Cloudflare's leadership has stated a commitment to these principles, aiming to manage the transition responsibly, support departing team members, and maintain open channels with users and regulators alike. Looking to the near future, this restructuring may serve as a bellwether for the rest of the industry, signaling how ambitious technology companies may need to adapt in the wake of accelerating AI disruption and increasingly complex legal environments. Already, we can expect other players, big and small, to observe Cloudflare's example and perhaps move more boldly in their own AI adoption journeys. But as the sector evolves, the true measure of success will be whether these changes translate into tangible improvements for the businesses and communities that depend on web infrastructure today. For users, increased reliability, stronger security, smarter threat detection, and better user experiences are all on the table if AI is implemented thoughtfully. On the other hand, missteps can have serious consequences, from damaging trust to running afoul of regulations, meaning transparency, oversight, and company culture will remain as important as technical agility. So, as Cloudflare embarks on this new chapter, what should we expect next? In the short term, the company will likely dedicate significant energy to supporting its outgoing personnel, retooling teams for AI-centric work, and communicating the rationale and benefits of the changes both inside and outside the organization. We're also likely to see Cloudflare launch new AI-powered services and tools in the months ahead, setting new benchmarks for automation, security, and operational efficiency across the web. These launches will present real-world test cases for both the benefits and hazards of an AI-first model, especially as they touch millions of users and internet properties worldwide. Meanwhile, clients and competitors will be watching closely to see whether Cloudflare can truly deliver on its promises of greater innovation, scalability, and improved customer outcomes, all with a more streamlined, AI-augmented team. In short, Cloudflare believes this transformation is not just about surviving the next market wave, but about leading it, setting new standards for how technology companies operate and interact with their global user base. There's also a growing imperative for technology leaders to engage constructively with both regulatory authorities and the wider public about how AI is used, what safeguards are in place, and how the benefits are shared. Effective, open communication, ongoing education, and accountability mechanisms will be vital as companies like Cloudflare integrate AI into more critical infrastructure and expand their influence over data, digital rights, and online experiences. As always, the story of technology is about more than lines of code or market share. It's about the ripple effects on people, processes, and the values that underpin our digital future. Whether Cloudflare's gamble pays off, and whether others follow suit, will hinge not just on financial returns, but on how well companies manage the human dimensions of transformation, transparency, and trust. In sum, Cloudflare's drastic workforce reorganization is emblematic of the new era confronting tech organizations. A time where AI isn't just an option but a necessity, where regulatory agility must match technical advancement, and where stakeholder engagement is an ongoing imperative. As a company with a mission to help build a better internet, Cloudflare now faces the challenge of delivering on that vision in an environment transformed by AI and the ever-evolving digital landscape. We'll keep you updated on how this transformation unfolds, what lessons emerge, and how other industry players respond to the powerful changes echoing from this move. Thanks for listening.